From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're featuring a band from Paducah, noise pop, and a dancing Frankenstein's monster. My co-host David Wiegand and I always love to put on the Ritz. And you know, that's a reference to the movie Young Frankenstein.
I didn't.
Okay. Anyway, let's start with a great band from Paducah, Kentucky, but don't call them rockabilly.
We'll haul your junk right up to the paper cabin shack.
This is such great music by the legendary Shack Shakers, led by J.D. Wilkes, who sometimes strips off his shirt. It's kind of a punk move, I guess. But he's really devoted to Western swing, and you know, he's got a stand-up bass in the band. It just sounds great.
Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't like the word rockabilly, because it is sort of, it is. But I don't care what they call it. It's really cool, and he's nuts. I mean, you know,
in a good way, yeah.
No, in a really, really good way. I mean, he's just sort of all over the place, and the band is great. A lot of energy, obviously, and it's a good reason to go sort of forget what's going on in the real world and, you know, shake your shack.
Yeah, that's right. The legendary Shack Shakers are at the Ritz in San Jose tonight, and then they're at Brick and Mortar in San Francisco tomorrow night. Annie Baker writes haunting plays in which sometimes not very much is happening, but somehow there's always this wonderful drama, this real relationships between people. John is her play from 2015 about a disintegrating marriage set at a bed and breakfast in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and it's about a relationship that develops between the wife and the landlady.
That's right, and the landlady is played by Georgia Engel, a really wonderful actress, and you know, people know her primarily from television, from Mary Tyler Moore Show, and
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond, that kind of stuff. But she is a very hardworking actress in a whole number of platforms, and does a lot of stage work. So she did this in New York, and I remember reading the reviews, and it sounded absolutely fascinating. Annie Baker is an incredible playwright. She did win the Pulitzer Prize. She's very hard to categorize. These plays have an organic life of their own in a very singular way.
Yeah, the American Conservatory Theater presents John, a play by Annie Baker, opening Wednesday and continuing through April 23rd at the Strand Theater. And I wanted to mention also that both David and I have seen A Thousand Splendid Sons, which is continuing at the Geary Theater. It's just a great melodrama about Afghanistan with a terrific cast.
It is fantastic.
Yeah. Now a small voice that hooks you by the heart.
You loved the girl I was for you. We're trying out the truth, I'll say I loved her too. All fear and sadness steals away, and she heard you call her angel almost every day.
Rachel Efron singing Angel No More, and she's teaming up with another singer-songwriter named Ira Marlowe for a concert called Gods and Monsters. I think this is more fairy tales than horror movies, but it sounds just intriguing.
I've loved Rachel Efron's music for such a long time. I love her voice. It's very ethereal, as you can hear. Her sensibility as a songwriter is quite unique.
Yeah, Rachel Efron and Ira Marlowe do Gods and Monsters. This is at the Monkey House on University Avenue in Berkeley tonight at 7:30, and that is definitely a cheap thrill with tickets as low as $10. Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus, is almost 200 years old. It was written in 1818, and it's getting a fresh adaptation as a ballet by Liam Scarlett, opening tonight at San Francisco Ballet. And Scarlett's an artist in residence at the Royal Ballet in London, where Frankenstein got its premiere last year. He's here in San Francisco overseeing this new production, and I asked Scarlett how he gets this awkward creature. You know, we're used to see him kind of lumbering around in movies, and because he's made from different bodies, how he gets him to dance.
I told all the dancers to imagine themselves as a newborn baby in an adult's body. I think one of the perfect examples is to watch a baby deer, where they haven't got control of their limbs and yet everything is there. We had to teach him how to walk before he could run, before he could dance.
If you remember, there was a really well-known film called Gods and Monsters.
Yes.
In reference to our last item, and that was about Boris Karloff. Liam Scarlett has never seen any of the movies about Frankenstein, which is probably a very good thing. This looks really amazing and interesting. And although this becomes pop culture, the novel itself and the mythology is really important because it really looks at the nature of being human.
Yeah. The San Francisco Ballet presents Frankenstein, an evening-length ballet by Liam Scarlett with music by Lowell Lieberman. It's tonight through February 26th. And it's time for Noise Pop. Prison system broken, racial war commotion. Until the president get dashy, Vincent won't be voting. We need to meet position equals in that Oval Office. Obama ain't enough for me, we only getting started. The next Bill Gates can be on Section 8 up in the projects. So today, love my dark skin, I'm going all in. Cash break, dip the cash came, I flip the stack. That's Vince Staples, one of the headliners at Noise Pop this year. He's from Long Beach, California. And it's amazing to me, Noise Pop's celebrating its 25th anniversary. Started out 5 shows for $5, and it's gotten a little bit bigger.
Just a lot bigger, actually.
Yeah.
But also very, very big in terms of its importance. It's a way to see a lot of different bands. Some of them you know, some of them you don't know. You can always take a chance, and I think it celebrates indie music better than almost anything.
Yeah, plus a few movies as well, including Hired Gun, about the anonymous virtuosos who provide the solos for lots of bands, and some other movies as well. Noise Pop continues through February 26th at clubs and venues in San Francisco and Oakland. And I think we have time for a shout-out, and I want to point out the annual Bay Area Flamenco Festival. Director Nina Menendez always puts on an amazing show, including Jose Maya at the Herbst Theater on Sunday. And the Flamenco Festival continues through February 25th with shows in San Francisco and Oakland. And David?
I wanted to mention that Elvin Bishop and the Big Fun Trio will be at Yoshi's tonight. And then tomorrow, he's at the Norse Theater with Garrison Keillor for a Mardi Gras celebration.
That's an odd combination.
I love it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. Sign up for our podcast at KQED Podcasts so you won't ever miss the Do List. And we post details on all the shows we've talked about at the Do List online at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.